Thank God. I tell you, it's a blessing. Amen.
Honored to have you, brother.
If you would, turn your Bibles to Mark chapter number 5.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he would come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwellings among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been put asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, for he was in the mountains, and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus,
amen,
afar off, he ran and worshipped him,
amen,
and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou tormentest me not." For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit."
Yes,
and asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there were nigh under the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter in into them." And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. My soul. Listen to that. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of the coast. And when he was come in the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, "Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee." And he departed.
Yeah.
And began to publish in the capitals how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Brother Evan, take the Lord in prayer tonight.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the Word of God.
Oh, God, help us.
The Scripture that's been read tonight.
Lord,
we thank you,
Lord,
for your servants that read it.
God,
we pray
you
put his hand in your hand upon it. Tonight, I pray, God, you'd use him in a mighty way. Would you open our hearts for it? God, would you speak to us the things we need to hear? God, I pray, may we give ear to the Word of God. May we give heed to it. Lord, I pray, let it make a difference in our lives. We pray that you would use him tonight. We'll have peace for your glory. Lord, we'll thank you.
And the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Now, here we see that in verse number 1 of chapter number 5, now listen, and they came over unto the other side of the sea in the country of the Gadarenes. Now, amen, you'd say, preacher, what meaneth this? Amen, Jesus said, let us go unto the other side. Now, he knows that there's a man there possessed. He knows that there was something that needed to be done. Amen. You know, Jesus had a purpose.
Help him, Lord. Help him, Lord.
For everything.
Yeah.
And amen. Jesus had this purpose to go over unto the other side.
Amen.
And amen. You know, when Jesus says something, he's going to do it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. It don't matter how you get there. All the thing is, amen. It matters that you're there.
Amen.
I'll tell you tonight. Amen. That although that they were going to the other side, they encountered a storm on their way. And Jesus calmed the storm. You know why? The devil was going to try to mess the Lord up. And get him to the other side, but hey, he forgot something. He's God. He didn't mess him up.
Amen.
I'm telling you tonight that no matter what you're facing, no matter where you've been, no matter what you're going through, he's God. Amen.
Amen.
He'll be able to take care of
you.
Amen, preacher. Yes, sir.
Amen. Now,
he's doing good, preacher. Amen. Running well.
Listen.
And there's liberty in here,
praise God.
Amen. I'm telling you, amen. Now, in verse number 2, when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit.
Now,
I give you a title of the message. Amen. Then I want to give the first point that God showed him. Amen. He showed me this. Amen. We were sitting at church today, and the only thing I could get on my mind was this. Amen. Now, the danger of telling Jesus or wanting him to depart.
Amen.
And then verse number 2, we see the demoniac's position. The demoniac's position. Verse number 2, down through verse number 5.
Good.
And we know that, amen, the Bible don't say how long he's been in this shape. But we know that he'd been in this shape and he wants some relief. Because all that he'd ever known was cutting himself. All that he'd ever known was running around having to dwell in the tomb.
Amen.
And amen, these people that were there, it not in the city.
Uh-huh.
No, but this man was lying.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They knew that something had to be done.
Right.
About this man.
Yeah.
The Bible don't say it, but I believe this. They said, well, God, why don't you just go ahead and kill him?
Uh-huh.
He's troubling us.
Sure.
He's tormenting us.
Really?
Hey, because he was, hey, he came with the battle with all these demons.
Right.
Anybody, what about us tonight?
Uh-huh.
If there was somebody among us who had an unclean spirit, right, what would we say?
Boy,
right.
What would we do? Right. We would do the very same thing that these people did.
That's
amen. We're just flesh.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Tell it right.
Glory to God.
Amen.
We have an overdated sin nature in us.
Right.
Right.
The flesh.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible said that the spirit warfare against the flesh.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Everything that God does goes against the flesh.
Uh-huh.
Everything the flesh does goes against God.
Amen.
That's why Paul said it's a spiritual warfare.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. We're to keep a guard up.
Right.
Or we'll be like this man.
Amen.
Amen. Who had demons.
Amen.
Amen. To enter into him.
Amen.
Satan can get on me, but praise God, he cannot get in.
Amen.
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 Amen. Because of the Lord.
Right.
Yes,
amen. Now, we, no doubt we see that this was a fearful time.
Sure.
For everybody in the city of the Gadareans.
Right.
And they may notice Jesus went there, and I'm sure his disciples may have thought, Lord, why are you going here?
Uh-huh.
Lord, oh, what is there to hear?
Right.
Amen. And you're facing to find out
right
what the problem was in Gadareans.
Uh-huh.
Amen. There was a man there with an unclean spirit.
Right, right.
Only Jesus could do something.
Yep. Amen.
Only Jesus could do something.
Right.
About it.
Amen.
Amen. You wonder why you said, preacher, why did the Lord have to go on to the other side? Because there was a problem that only he could fix.
Amen.
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 Good.
And then we see down in verse number 10 and through verse number 13, the demons flee to go in the swine.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus could have cast them out in the abyss.
Right.
Jesus could have cast them to where there wouldn't be no problem.
Amen.
But amen, they said, Lord, they said, cast us in the swine.
Amen.
That's it, right.
You know, and then what happened? There was them swine, they were engulfed with them demons and they ran down.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
What happened? Right.
Glory to God.
Preach.
You know what? That's how one of us are today.
Mm.
That was, amen, and
preach,
compassed about with all these demons before Jesus saved us.
Bless him.
We was, amen, we was out. We was making a fool of ourselves.
Right.
We was doing all these things that we've always had pleasant to the eye, amen.
Right.
But amen, glory to God, we found Jesus.
Amen.
One day, well, let me rephrase that. Yeah, he found us.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well,
we didn't find the Lord. He found us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This demoniac didn't find the Lord. He found him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But there's something I want to get to.
Really?
man. Now the people feared the demoniac in verse number 14. And they that fed the swine fled.
Right.
And told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. Now watch this. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil.
Right.
And had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind.
Yeah.
And they were afraid.
Right.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
And they that saw it told them how it be fed. To him that was possessed
thank you, Lord.
With the devil also
amen.
Concerning the swine. Now, they were afraid.
Right.
They feared
they did.
This new change.
That
he was no longer a demoniac praise.
Right.
Yeah. He was sitting and clothed in his right mind.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Good.
Ain't that what Jesus can do when he comes and seeks you out and searches you out and he knows what to do when you don't know what to do. All the thing you can do is trust in him.
Amen.
It's good. Good.
Amen.
Hey.
But here's where I want to spend the majority of my time.
Preach, preacher.
Amen. Verse number 17.
Oh my.
And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast.
Oh my. Oh my.
Oh my. There's a danger in that, brother.
Yes, sir, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir, preacher.
There's a danger in wanting Jesus.
Amen.
You say, preacher, what is the danger of that? The danger is there'll be no hope or help found for you.
Amen.
You know, this world wants us Christians gone.
Right.
Amen.
But when we're gone, they'll begin to realize that they were wrong.
Amen.
Amen.
Good preaching.
You know, today, these people, they didn't want Jesus. So therefore, Jesus left them.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And you know, there's a danger in him leaving.
Right. Amen.
Because there's no help to be found when he leaves.
Right. Amen.
There's no hope. When he leaves.
Amen.
Hey, we can have church without God, but it won't amount to anything.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
We can live without God, but it won't amount to nothing.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because the power is in him.
Amen.
Amen. Good preaching.
Bible said on that Paul said that I may know him.
Amen.
In the power
of
his resurrection.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, this world better think twice.
Good preacher, man.
Of
right.
Giving a woman Jesus to a part.
Amen.
Yep.
Because they don't know what they're in for.
Right.
When Jesus does the part.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. When the rapture takes place, they don't know what they're missing out on.
Right.
Amen.
There'll be no hope for people then.
Oh my.
They say, well, we want these troublemakers to depart.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you better think twice about that statement, friend.
Yeah.
Amen. Because once we depart from here, amen, your troubles just begin.
Amen.
You know, there's this danger. on him. Jesus to depart. Their trouble's just beginning when he does depart.
Amen, preacher.
Amen. We know that today that, amen, God's here, but there'll be a time that he won't be.
Right.
Amen. What did the Bible say? They shall seek me with their whole heart and not be able to find.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Friend, that's the danger of wanting Jesus to the apostle.
Amen.
You'll be saving him, but you will not be able to find him.
Yeah.
Amen. That's you right. Know, today, there's a lot of people that say, well, I can make it. Mm-hmm. I can do this. I can do that. I'm reminded of there in John chapter number 15 and verse number 5. He said, for without me, you can do nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
God. Amen.
Preach.
It's in him.
Amen. That's exactly right. Good preaching.
The Bible says over in Acts, it's in him we live.
Uh-huh.
And move and have our being.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Right.
See, there's a danger.
Yes, sir.
If you're in here tonight and you're wanting Jesus to depart, think before you speak.
Amen.
Amen.
Think before you speak.
Good preacher.
Right.
Because these people in the city of Gadara were not thinking when they prayed him to go out of the cold.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Good.
You know, life's a lot different without Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Yes, amen.
Right.
Amen. A lot of people, that's all they know is life without Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Amen. They don't want nothing to do with him.
Right.
They don't want nothing, and I mean nothing, to hinder their life.
Amen. Right. You're right.
You know, but once you've tasted of the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Once you've tasted of it, praise God, you want more of it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, preacher.
And lastly, I'm done.
Good.
After this.
Running
the testimony of the demoniac.
Amen.
Verses 18 through verse number 20.
Amen.
Jesus said, and when he was come in the ship, he had, and he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. But watch this. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends.
Yeah.
And tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee.
Amen.
And he had compassion.
Oh.
He hath had compassion on thee.
Amen.
And he departed. And began to publish in the Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him.
Amen.
And all men did marvel.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you tonight that thank God when we, publish the things that he's done for us, all men, they marvel.
Amen.
Say, what happened to I thought you used to be this, used to be that. Well, that's the key. Such were some of us.
Right.
Amen.
We got a new life. It's nice.
Amen.
The demoniac had a new life.
Amen.
He wasn't bound by chains and fetters. And he wasn't bound by demons anymore.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, glory.
That's good for you.
He had a testimony.
Amen.
Everybody that God was with him.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
God said, amen, I done all things well.
Amen. That's what it says.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. Running well, preacher. Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
The Bible portrays the Lord. Amen. It's a bread of life.
Yeah.
The giver of life.
Right. Amen.
Amen. He said, behold, I make all things new.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
That was the testimony of his demoniac. He said, I knew. Amen.
Right.
He said, glory to God. Paul said over there, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things
have
come new.
Right.
You know why these people didn't want Jesus around? Because they were afraid that he would, amen, make them new. And they didn't want that.
Amen.
Remember
that? They didn't want the newness.
You're telling the truth. Amen.
A lot of people today don't want the newness of life.
Amen.
Amen. They want to say, well, I can work my way into heaven. I can do this and do that. But amen, until you become a new creature in Christ,
right.
Amen, you won't make it to heaven.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
These people, they wanted to live in the state that they was in.
Right.
But I'm telling you, here's the danger of wanting Jesus to depart. They wouldn't ever get seen again. They wouldn't ever get the feeling
again. Right.
Amen.
Because they
running well.
Was, amen. They said, hey, we don't want you.
Right.
I don't ever read where you come back.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Telling the truth.
One day, the nation of America, they'll say for the last time.
Yes.
We don't want you.
Right.
Oh, my.
Amen.
God wants you to come back.
Go ahead.
Rick.
I'm telling you, friend, it's a scary place.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, the longing Jesus to the heart.
Amen.
Because there's a danger that he will never, ever come back.
Amen.
Amen.
Very true, preacher. My. Good preacher.
What do you want tonight?
Amen.
You want Jesus to abide with you?
Yes.
Or do you want him to, amen, never, ever return? Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Unto you.
It's good preaching.
Yes.
It's good preaching.
Amen.
Amen.
What do we want tonight, church?
Yeah.
We want the power of God. Or we don't want the power of God.
Amen. Yep.
We want the goodness of God, or we never want it again to live.
Amen. Go ahead.
Amen. With God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
With God.
That's key.
It's Amen. Not of our faith.
Amen.
Amen.
What did Paul write over in the book of Ephesians? He said, first, by grace are you saved, through faith, not of yourself.
Right.
It is the gift of God.
Right.
With any man should boast.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a danger.
Yes,
amen.
Turning him away for life.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
There's a danger of not wanting him.
Right.
Amen. You say, what is that danger? You won't ever get by. Amen.
Right.
That's the danger.
Amen.
That's the danger.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Those of us who do have life in Christ.
Amen.
We better go out the highways and the alleys.
Amen.
Compel them to come in.
Amen.
Amen. Because one day it'll be too late.
That's right.
Now, amen.
America's on the brink of that.
Amen.
You're telling the truth, preacher.
Amen.
Right.
What do we want? Mercy or justice?
Bless him, Lord.
These people evidently wanted justice.
Yeah.
They didn't want no mercy.
They didn't understand. Amen.
Amen. But like God wants you tasted.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. More of him, amen.
Yeah, amen.
Right.
And you will not be satisfied with anything less.
Amen.
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 Amen, preacher.
I'm telling you tonight, friend, we're going to make up our mind what we want.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Lord of God, brother. Amen.
That's good preaching, brother.
Amen.
Amen. You help us.
Amen.